Okay, everyone, attention and welcome to the Silicon Valley Council of the Blind May meeting 2014. It's a little smaller than we're accustomed to, but we'll get started in our usual way with our introductions. So we'll need a volunteer to run the mic around. I'll get started. This is Rob Turner, president from Sunnyvale. And let's go to Susan, I think, is next.
That should lift up.
Yeah, it's on. Go ahead,
Susan. Hello? Okay. This is Susan from San Jose, recording secretary.
Roger.
Hello. What?
Introduction.
I'm sorry?
We're introducing ourselves.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
When you wear these listening devices, you can't tell what's going on right around you. All you can hear is what's on the PA system. This is Roger Peterson, and I'm from Mountain View. I'm second vice president of the California Council of the Blind, and while I have the microphone, let me just say briefly, I'll be glad to amplify this for anyone who wants to know, but just to save a little bit, Bernice is in El Camino Hospital, and we think she has, or the doctors think she has, viral encephalitis, and looks like it's going to be a long haul. So any good thoughts you have to send them our way.
Suzanne Smith from Sunnyvale.
Carol Ann Owens from Mountain View, and I wish you a nice weekend. Now everybody could all be here.
John McNulty from Sunnyvale, a board member.
Sharon Tate from San Jose, volunteer.
Barbara Dickinson, Mountain View.
Hello, Charlie Stein on the line, otherwise known as the Crusher.
From Pelop.
That's good. Frank Brown Cupertino, I have no title.
Did you hear your name? This is Dawn. I was out of the room checking the front door, and I'm from Palo Alto, and I'm on the hospitality committee.
Hello, this is Donna, and I'm the lunch person.
Good morning, everybody. This is John Kanzi, and my mother Mary and my brother Mike, and I welcome everybody to the Silicon Valley Council of the Blind for Saturday, May 17th, 2014.
Oh, I'm his mother.
Okay.
That's Michelle behind me. Say it, announce the door. She's behind me. The other side.
Oh. Gail.
You introduce yourselves.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Gail Rowe from San Jose.
Hi, good morning. This is Alice McGrath from Sunnyvale.
Should I take it over here?
Michelle, are you present?
Yep. This is Michelle McGrew in Garvey, and I'm fundraising chair and from Mountain View. And Rob, let me know when you want me to announce it, but we have a number of prizes for the raffle that weren't included in the phone tree announcement. So let me know when you want me to tell people what all is
just go ahead
available.
And do that right.
Okay.
We'll do it now.
So we have a $25 gift card from Starbucks. We have three music CDs of various types. We've got a cooker, and I'm sorry, but I forgot the name of it. We have a Walkman, earphones not included, a small crystal vase, a water bottle, some ice packs, and a notebook. And there you go.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Hi. I'm Perla Coase. I live in Las Gatas, and this is my first meeting, so I'm really happy to be here.
Hello, this is Mike Kanzi. I'm John Kanzi's older brother, and I'm here from Half Moon Bay.
My name is Diane Alexander. I'm a new member of as of last month.
Welcome.
Hi, this is Bev Clifford from San Jose, Goodies Chair and copy editor of the newsletter. And I want to thank Dawn for the delicious coffee cake and grapes today. That nummy coffee cake. Mm-hmm.
I'm Tamara Carney from Cupertino.
I am Susan Glass from Saratoga with my guide dog Zeus, and I am. Oh, hello, Perla. It's good to meet you. We were trading phone calls, and I am program chair and newsletter editor.
Hi, it's Naomi, hospitality chair, San Jose.
Make sure you touch the people on the shoulder because they can't see when you put the lights.
I'm Alonzo from, I'm a volunteer from Bellarmine.
Yay. I'm Kira, I'm a volunteer from Pali.
Hi, I'm Nancy DeMello. I'm going to do some yoga with you guys this morning. I'm happy to be here.
Okay. My name is Mike Keithley. I'm the membership chair, the legislation chair, and I'm from Cupertino. Thank you.
What happened to
Mountain View?
It's Mountain View. He's trying to pull a fast one on us. He's moved without telling us. And Alonzo tells me that that's the end of introductions. So welcome again, everybody. And with that, let's get a microphone over to Susan Glass. And she will introduce our program, and we'll get things going.
All right. Good morning. This morning, we have the distinct pleasure of having with us Nancy Portugal Gemello. Nancy has been studying yoga since she was 18 years old, and she's been teaching it since 1984. And you read the little biographical notation that she provided us for our newsletter, but I also learned in talking to her last night that she's had some special yoga certifications, and one that is of particular interest is Yoga with the Heart with Dr. Dean Ornish. Dr. Ornish wrote several books on heart disease, and he was one of the first to use yoga to help people with cardiac difficulties and issues, and to suggest that it could be applied across the board to other disabilities. So Nancy has had experience studying with him. She has taught yoga to teenagers at the California School for the Blind, to people with mobility impairments. She's had a lot of different experience across the board, and she tells me that we are her first group of blind adults with whom she's conducted a yoga class, and we're absolutely thrilled to have her with us. So I'm going to get out of the way and let Nancy take over.
Thank you, Susan. I am thrilled to be here, and I hope to be able to teach you all a little bit of yoga today. I have found that yoga has been very helpful for me in my life. Am I loud enough or close enough? Louder? Oh, God. It's very rare that anybody asks me to be louder, but I'm not used to working with a mic, so I'm used to screaming. So if I start screaming, just tell me to lighten up a little bit. But I just want to say is that good? That's a good right there? Okay. I would like to say that I'm more than happy to have questions. I would like it if there wasn't like just a constant buzz of conversation. So I don't know how do you, Susan, how do you normally deal with questions or whatever? What's the...
Usually someone will say a question and hold up their hand, and then a mic runner will bring the mic to that individual.
Okay.
Hold them to the end.
No. Oh, I'm okay either way. I think I'd actually sort of like to just kind of start with a little, very brief. I've been doing yoga since I was 18. I've been teaching since about 1984. I started getting interested in working with blind people as a child. My uncle lived in Berkeley, and we drove past the school for the blind that was in Berkeley. I was born in Santa Rosa. I'm 64. I am sighted. And let me just ask you first, how many of you, raise your hand if you can tell that I'm raising my hand. How many of you can see even remotely that I've raised my hand? Okay, good. Okay. And, how many of you have had, raise your hand if you've had any yoga? Oh, lots of you. Great. 10 years ago counts. That counts. It's the same yoga it was 30 years ago. And then my last question, are there any people in the audience who have any particular medical issues that maybe I should be aware of right now? I presume we all have, you know, bad knees and bad backs and the basic stuff, but is there anybody with heart conditions or diabetic or something maybe that I should be aware of while we're, everybody okay? Now raise your hand back there. Did you have a question or comment? Oh, and one back there. Okay. And you in the at the table here. What was your?
I have a variety of them.
Okay.
I know my limitations.
Okay, actually, that's a good. She says she knows her limitations. That's really the key. Is everybody just kind of comfortable with what they can and cannot do? Are we all right with that? Okay. What I'd like to do is just some things. Most yoga typically is done on the floor, on a mat, or like in a bed, like lying. A lot of it's done lying down. You can do it also seated, and you can also do it in a chair. So what we're going to do today is mostly kind of some chair yoga. I have a few bells here. I have one bell that's called a singing bowl. Is that too loud?
Oh, very nice.
Nice. Do you like that? Okay. Then I have another one. This one makes that sound. That's kind of an energy chime. And then if I run a little, that's the singing bowl is a, if I take this little piece of wood and run it around the edge of the singing bowl, it makes this kind of a sound.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah, okay. And then I also have two little bells that I can clang together. You hear that? Okay, so I have three different instruments, if you will. I understand many of you are musicians. I am not. My husband actually loaned me this little mic stand here. He is a musician.
We have a lot of deaf people here, or part of hearing.
Should I speak louder?
Well, the little ringing, some people didn't hear.
Well, they might not be able to hear that.
So just so you know.
Okay. So the ringing didn't really come out through the mic very well. Okay, please let me know if I'm not audible. Okay, so let's just any question or comment before I actually do a couple of things. Anybody have anything they want to ask of me or of yoga, or you want to just do a little bit? Ready? Okay. One of the basic things in yoga is to just sort of use your breathing, to use your breath to get in touch with the present moment, to help you get grounded and centered. I always say yoga has saved my life thousands of times, mentally and physically. So if you could start by just putting your left hand on your heart and your right hand on your abdomen. Well, actually, you know what? First, do you want to move your chair like away from the table and maybe facing up here or some way so you have room to, I want you to be able to move your arms and legs a little bit, okay? So if everybody could just kind of jiggle around so that they can either face me or be away from the table a little bit. So you want to be just to where you can move your arm, where you have room to move your arms and legs, okay? All right. And we're going to stay seated. I don't think we're going to try anything off out of the chair, okay? But what I want you to start with then is just your left hand on your heart and your right hand on your abdomen, on your tummy. Left hand on your heart, right hand on your tummy or abdomen or somewhere in there. And then just notice if you're breathing. It always sounds so silly, but we take our breathing for granted. We don't always notice it. So one of the main focuses in yoga is simply being mindful of the fact that we are breathing and to, if you are breathing comfortably, to try to be a little bit grateful if you can breathe comfortably and easily. Oftentimes, our minds go a million directions. You know, we're thinking about something from yesterday or what we're going to do tomorrow. And the concept of focusing on your breath is that it is happening in the present moment. So if you can maybe notice anything else that's happening in the present moment, like just, you know, do you have your shoes on? Or am I talking? Or did I pause? What else is going on just right now? And the more, when we bring our minds and our bodies together into the present moment, it releases a sense of calm. It will normalize your blood pressure. It will keep your heart healthy. It's very soothing and it cures and heals. It sounds silly, but the more you practice it, the more you just notice, just sit still and just feel if you're breathing. You don't even have to change how you're breathing or anything. Like the sort of Zen version would be to simply watch your breathing without changing it at all, doing what they call mindful breathing. In yoga, sometimes we do a few like breathing tricks where we'll kind of breathe real fast or slow or something, and then sometimes we'll watch the normal breath. But any or all of these things that bring us into the present moment are helpful. You know, just feeling grounded. Do you have your feet on the floor? What's going on? Okay, so what I want us to start with first is if you can take your hands and put them on your one hand on each thigh, let's say. Okay, we'll start there. And then see if you can take your right leg and bring your knee sort of towards you, grabbing a hold of your thigh or your calf or wherever. Just kind of see if you can bring your right leg towards you just enough to kind of stretch out your lower back a little bit. You know what I'm doing? See that? Yeah, okay. Everybody okay with that? All right, and then put that leg down, okay? And then the other leg. Let's take the other leg, and same thing. Grab it whatever way is comfortable, and just sit up straight, keep breathing, and just notice that maybe as you bring your leg towards you that you can get a little stretch in your lower back, okay? All right. Now what I want you to do is one called cat stretch, where I want you to first, just lean forward as far as you can, just kind of rounding your back. I guess if I move, I need to stay near the microphone here. Like rounding, you're still seated, but you're just kind of slumping over, as far over. Like let your head drop down, relax your shoulders, come, just all the way, like let your head drop between your knees if that's comfortable for you. Okay? And then just slowly roll up. And then we're going to bend the opposite direction. So I want you to, these chairs are pretty sturdy. So I think what you can actually do is kind of lift your arms either all the way up in the air or even out to the side, whichever way is the most comfortable. And then lean back all the way on, like lean back all the way. See if you can lean back onto your chair and let your arms just open out. Might touch each other a little bit. That's okay. Looks like you guys are all friends. So just make as much of a back bend out of it as you can, okay? And just stretch back. Lean right into the chair. Just let yourself, just let the chair, these are strong chairs. I'm glad you have strong chairs in here. So just let the chair support you. And then let's try it again. Just come all the way forward. Relax your head. Let your back stretch the opposite way. So when you're leaning forward, you're going to feel your breathing. Let your head drop down between your knees almost, if you can, or as far down. And let your arms relax. Let your arms just dangle down. Let your head dangle. And just see if you can feel your breath all the way into your lower back. If that feel, does that feel good on your back? Or okay. All right, so we're just going to do it one more time. Just come up and open and stretch and breathe. Lean all the way back. Trust that this chair is strong enough to really hold you and just stretch out, open your heart and your lungs and your ribs, and then just come back down into that kind of soft, resting, head-forward position, okay? And then come up to a seated place, okay? So then now this time, another one we're going to do is called ocean breathing. I want you to imagine that, like if you open your mouth and you just go, like a, if, he said, who didn't brush your teeth? I always think there should be a Listerine commercial for, you know, in yoga we do all this stuff with the strong breathing, like there should be a strong breath Listerine commercial. But okay, so if you open your mouth, let's do that one more time where you open your mouth and go, okay? So I want you to take your hands and put them in basically like a prayer position. Do you have a question? No? Okay. Put your hands in a prayer position right at your chest, okay? Okay? Like palms facing each other. Yeah, you got it. Everybody good there? Okay. Now I want you to bring your arms up. Keep your palms together and lift your arms as high up towards the ceiling as you can. And just comfortably, within your comfort zone. And then now separate your hands and open your arms way out to the side, all the way out, okay? And then all the way back, bring them in, circle them around until they come back to your heart. Now keep going down. Okay, so we're going to start over. Start over with your hands at your heart. We're going to do this one more time. Hands at your heart. The arms are going to go up first, all the way straight up towards the ceiling. Then they're going to separate out and come down at your side, all the way down. Let your hands come down towards the ground and then back up to your heart. Okay? Got that? Good, good, good. Now, then they come down. Can you help in the blue sweater over there? The arms, okay. So, and then what we're going to do, it's called ocean breathing. So you're going to do that same, you're going to make that sound. And we'll practice it and we'll learn it a little bit with the mouth open. But you're going to take your hands and you're going to inhale as your arms come up with your mouth closed. You're going to inhale through your nose, arms all the way up on your inhale. And then as you separate your arms, you're going to open your mouth and go, let your arms come all the way down at your side and then back into your heart, okay? Then they come back to your heart, good. Okay, so now I'm going to ask you to do that at your own pace. And as you're learning that sound, you can do practice it with your mouth open. But the idea is that once you get the hang of it, you can make that ocean sound with your mouth closed. So first, just sit still for a minute and see if you can hear me. See if you can hear me breathing. I won't move my arms or anything. I'm just going to breathe right into the microphone, okay? Just listen. Just hold still for a second and listen, okay? Could you hear that? Okay. So you're going to make that. It's a soft little ocean sound, and you're going to make that as you. So again, we'll start together, and then I want you to breathe at your own pace, and I want you to again learn it with your mouth open, and then try to make that sound with your mouth closed. So your arms are going to come up on the inhale. They start at your heart. They're going to come up. Go ahead and do this with me. Bring your arms up towards the ceiling as you inhale, and then exhale that. Okay, and then hands back to your heart. And then again, you're going to inhale. And exhale. And again, you're going to just, now you're going to keep going. I want you to do that, but I want you to try to make your breathing as long as you're, as deep as you're comfortable with, okay? Okay. Did that feel all right? Any questions or comments? Was everybody okay with that? That's sometimes called ocean breathing or warrior. Okay. So bring your hands down at your side. The next thing we're going to do is called a seated twist. So put your hands on the chair, your arms, your palms. Put your palms on the arms of the chair. Okay? And then just sit up comfortably. And if you can, if it's comfortable, sit back into the chair. So you're, yeah, okay? And then all we're going to do, very slowly, very carefully, very gently, you're going to just turn to your right. You're going to take both hands and put them to the right. And you're going to sit up straight, and you're going to turn your body and your head as far to the right as you can go. Turn your head to the right also. Go ahead and turn your head and your body. And if you can, just hold on to the chair wherever it's comfortable. Turn as far, just to where you're comfortable, okay? And then just breathing and stretching, and then just slowly coming back to the center and stop in the center. Get kind of straight. Wiggle around a little bit. Get your spine straight. Get comfortable. And then very slowly, very carefully, just turn the other way. So both hands are going to go to that left, to your left, and you're going to turn your head as far as you can to your left. Okay? And just stretch and breathe. Excuse me. And then back to the center. And then I want you to take your hands and just kind of hold them out in front of you and take your hands in a circle. Not your arms, but your hands. Just relax your shoulders and relax. Just sit in whatever way's comfortable and just take your hands so they're going in a circle. Your whole hand, all your fingers, the whole palm, just a big circle. Okay? And then notice which way your circle's going and go the other way. Just your hands loose in a circle. Your hands are moving in a circle, not holding a circle. They're moving in a circle, right? That's okay. That's okay. I have to work on my directions here. And then I want you to imagine that you could play piano. Take your fingers back and forth as if you were up and down a piano, but go side to side too, not just playing piano, right? And I understand some of you are musicians, right? That's exciting. My husband is a musician, plays rock and roll. So exercising all your fingers, okay? And then we'll come back to the center. Everybody still okay? All right, so now I want you to sit up straight with your hands just at your side, wherever your hands are comfortable, just anything. Then all we're going to do is you're going to take your head and let your head slowly just drop down so your right ear is coming towards your right shoulder, to the side. Your head is coming to the side. This right ear towards your right shoulder, and just to where it's comfortable and easy. And then back to the center. And then the other side. Just let your head go the opposite way and see how that feels. Okay, good. And then back to the center. And then now let your chin drop down towards your chest. And then let your head, bring your chin towards your chest, like forward. Take your head down toward, yeah, good. And then just let your head kind of wiggle a little side to side, just softly, very easy. Most of yoga's done very easy, very soft, not, you know, just to where you can go comfortably, okay? Okay, and then come back, bring your head back to the center. And then we'll do one where you're reaching up. I want you to take your right arm and reach it up towards the ceiling. And then I want you to stretch, 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 reach your whole, reach up as far as you can. Just stretch and breathe. And then bring that arm down, all the way down, okay? And then your left arm all the way up and just stretch and reach and breathe straight up towards the ceiling if you can. Okay? And then down. And then right arm again, all the way up. Big stretch up. And then all the way down. Okay? And then the other arm all the way up. And all the way down. Okay? And then let's do one with the feet. Take your feet and lift your toe, you know, lift your right foot up and then put it down. And then your left foot up and put it down. And you can lift it straight out in front of you if you have room, or you can just kind of lift it like you were marching. So either, whatever works. But just lift one leg, kind of stretch it a little bit, and then lift the other leg. Okay? So one of the things about yoga is that it's all very simple movements, but the concept is that you're aware of what you're doing. You're putting your emphasis, you're thinking. So you're not just lifting your right leg and putting it back down, but you want your whole thought process and your breathing and your breath to go into that right leg and back down, and then the left leg up and back down, with that idea that it brings you to the moment, that movement itself, okay? The basic concept of yoga is that you're moving your body in these very simple ways, and you can be as active or as passive as you need or want to be. But it's kind of like once you can learn to swim, but then you always have to have a swimming pool. You can learn to ride a horse, you have to have a horse. You know, you can learn to ride and even like a treadmill, you have to have the treadmill. With yoga, you don't have to have anything except your own body. Okay? So let's do, there's one that it's kind of a little bit noisy. I think, is it okay if we get a little noisy in here? All right. So if you tap right about on your chest bone, if you kind of tap on your chest bone, you can do this with your fist or your palm, but if you tap on it and then you kind of go, ah, yeah, right, Tarzan and Jane, that's exactly it. Okay, that's, you're stimulating your thymus gland doing that. And
did that help your snoring?
Not really. Not that I know of. It might. I don't know. Anything's possible, but I've never heard of that one.
Not yet.
I haven't heard of it yet. Do you have a question? Oh, in the red shirt has a question. If somebody could take the red shirt a microphone. I'm sorry if I don't know your name.
You state that there's a benefit to heart disease, but what's the benefit?
Actually, that's a good question. Suzanne asked if there was a benefit to heart disease. With yoga, there's no benefit for a person to have heart disease, but doing yoga can help with heart disease in that it can calm you down and lower your blood pressure and help you to be more mindful of ideally what we eat and how much exercise we get and how much sleep. The idea is sort of tune into what your body needs so that whether it's heart disease or a common cold or whether you're feeling really strong or healthy, yoga is so adaptive that it adapts. You can be a child. I've taught yoga to babies. I've taught yoga to blind children. The thing that I learned from the blind school was interesting in that they were, in fact, above anything else, teenagers, which I hadn't ever taught teenagers before. And then the fact that they weren't all blind was interesting. And I also learned that for them, at least, most of them had major medical issues that were, in some cases, causing the blindness. The blindness was caused by something other than just simply being blind. Like, they had medical issues deeper than... So with yoga... The concept of yoga healing and helping is that you practice listening to your body, and through that, whether the movements are simple or not, like let's try one. I don't know, just give yourself a big hug. Wrap your arms around yourself and give yourself, and then kind of wiggle a little bit. Just wiggle side, you know, just kind of wiggling side to side, okay? Just things like that. It's like when we're conscious. Okay, let's do another one where we're going to lean back on the chair again. And just for a moment, just stay, lean back onto the chair all the way. Let me see if I can move this mic without falling over. Lean, since some of you can see me, I want to try. These chairs are strong, so I want you to lean back onto the chair all the way back and as far back as you can go comfortably. Like if it bothers your head or your neck to lean back too far. But now that you're with your heart open and your lungs open, see if you can put your hands on your ribs. And when you're in that, stay in that open, leaning back on the chair position, and notice how you feel your breath in your ribs. Can you really notice how much the ribs are, they're allowed to move, they do move. And sometimes we get so frozen with tight meetings and tight schedules, and we forget that how simple it is to just focus on your breathing and to feel the breath, okay? So then now come forward, back in that one we were in a minute ago where you're just leaning towards your legs with your head dropped down, and try to put your hands as close to your lower back as you can. In the back, get your hands as close onto your back as you can. And see if you can feel how now the breath is kind of, in. You feel it more in your back. Can you notice how your back is actually moving? Okay? So sometimes these simple things, it's a way of healing your mind and your body. And oftentimes we get caught up in, you know, just going too fast and too far and trying. We live in a culture where you're supposed to be doing stuff all the time. Okay, just come back up to a seated position, and I want to do a little meditation. I think I'm supposed to end at 11, and it's 20 to 11. I want to do like a 10-minute sort of relaxation, but maybe I could take some questions first if anybody has, just from what we've done so far. Does anybody who's had yoga before? Like for some of you who've had yoga before, have you done it on the floor or in a chair, or what kind of yoga did you do? Okay. On the floor, okay.
Standing next to a chair.
Standing next to a chair.
And
on a rubber mat. I have not been in this room before, and I don't know how it kind of looks like. We don't really all have room to stand up behind our chairs necessarily, or do you think we do? No? You want to try it, standing up behind? Do you have a question?
I just wanted to say that I take low-impact classes at Cypress Senior Center, and a lot of the stuff that you're doing is the same.
Okay.
That's what they're doing, but they don't call it yoga. They call it low-impact exercise, chair exercises.
I have taught senior fitness and dance and swimming and lots of different things, and many things in yoga are kind of incorporated in other areas. Okay, next question.
Yes, should you be fully stretched first before you start doing yoga? Because I notice I don't stretch too much, and I've never taken yoga, and I've noticed these little exercises that we're doing, I'm grunting a little bit, subconsciously grunting a little bit. So should you stretch out first before yoga?
You know, that's an interesting question that's always kind of difficult to answer, but I'll do my best. Should you stretch before you stretch? You know, Yes is the answer. But so meaning to just start gradually and easily, we call it going at your own pace, and usually doing like what we just did would be considered very, very, very simple warm-ups. And then if this was a real, like if we had mats or even if we just could push the, I could come and we could push all the tables back and just put towels on the floor, then we'd get a little more active, a little more creative. But I think, is that me feeding back? Oh, no, is that one? That one feeds back? Okay. Thank you. Okay, go ahead. Next question.
There you go. My question is, like if you have tapes or something, are they real descriptive if you're blind? Because I am not certain on what the movements should be half the time.
Mm-hmm. Good question. Actually, that's a very good question. And I will say that I have brought, I believe, What?
To repeat the question.
The question was, what was the question? If you use a tape, is it descriptive enough? I think that's a very good question. Are the tapes descriptive enough? I have found for myself that when I listen to a tape, sometimes if it tells me to, you know, lie on one side and then be all mindful and mellow and I zone out, and then when it tells me to roll to my left side, I'm not listening. I'm like, you know, watching my breathing or something. And then all of a sudden it'll, you know, to tell me to roll back and I didn't roll over yet. So I don't know. I sometimes have a hard time following tapes. So for myself, what I believe is to either have, and a lot of the tapes are great, but sometimes it's better if you learn it, maybe use a tape to learn it. But I did bring, I did bring today, I have a lot of the tapes for the blind are audio. And I actually, although it sounds completely ridiculous, I'm one of those, like I like to think outside of the box, you could say. I have, it's a DVD. It's a visual thing. But the concept is that you would use it with a sighted person. And that you would learn the movements. A sighted person would help you. The descriptions, there is an audio and a visual, but that you could learn some of the basic yoga poses. And then once you've learned them, you can do them. I mean, yoga is so perfect because you can be, oh, there's things like up dog, down dog, where you can be as aerobic and energetic as if you were jogging up a football stadium, you know. So, but you need, I think, it seems like, to just take a blind person and play this audio tape, I'm sighted. It still wouldn't. I can't follow the audio as well as if somebody were to teach me all the different poses, and then I could do them by myself. Did that answer your question? Oh, and I have these to give. I'm giving these away today. You each go home with one of these. Has my email on the back if you have any other questions or anything. But you each get a DVD today.
Nancy, this is Susan, and I have two questions. And one is, would you consider teaching yoga to blind individuals, either as a class or individually, if we wanted to come to you? And the second question was, it flew out of my head, because, you know, I'm 57, what can I say? I'll make a comment instead. When you were telling us to breathe and you said, are you breathing? I wasn't. And it's so often I'll be in the middle of an exercise and I'll suddenly realize I haven't been breathing. And it's just so funny how we think that's automatic and it's not, you know, automatic. I know what the other question was. If we could do a towel thing or a mat thing, would you consider coming back and taking us in, teaching us even a more advanced class?
Yes, yes, and yes.
This is a follow-up.
We want a class somewhere.
Okay. Fine. Good. You're on. Okay. Someone has the mic here. Let's let her ask her question.
Okay. This is a follow-up question. If I can't follow something like the downward dog isn't very clear to me on the tape, could I email you questions on it, like for more description?
Yes. Something? Yes. And
okay. Because like when you were saying put your hands in a ball, mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if it was like I was trying to make my hands in a round ball.
Yeah. Now that's so, why ideally yeah. I know in my heart that once you learn yoga, you can just do it by yourself on the bed. You don't even need a mat or anything. It's so simple. I do believe though that it is helpful to have a sighted person to teach it. So that then you know what's going on. Okay, next question.
Yes, while you're doing yoga, should it be in complete silence or can you have some sort of nature sound behind you to occupy your conscience as you're doing your exercise, or you should do it in silence and mm-hmm. emphasize on what you're doing.
That's a good question. Do you want to do it in silence or can you have a little soft music or something in the background? Either way is fine. It's just a personal preference. I do both. It's sometimes if I'm teaching a class where there might be some people with hearing issues, I tend to not use any soft music because it just distracts, makes it harder to hear the words. Whereas if I'm just doing it on my own at home, I might enjoy a little soft music.
Good. When I gotta chill out, I can go in YouTube and select 3 hours of rain in a forest.
Right, right. In fact, actually, that's a good. Sometimes, if you just has a good point about the. Sometimes, if I know I only have 20 minutes or something, I'll put on a piece of music that I know is 20 minutes. So my mind can wander off. I can completely relax. And then when the music ends, I know my meditation time is over. Okay, one more question, and then I do want to do a relaxation. Okay, go ahead.
Is there any benefit to headaches and the yoga? That's one question. And another question is,
I forgot.
Okay.
Yeah, headaches. Is there any benefit to yoga and doing headaches? Definitely, completely, totally. It sounds silly. It sounds like I'm exaggerating, but it just helps everything. It helps your whole mind and body to just get connected and feel better. The whole idea is you can feel better about yourself. One thing I want to remember to say, if you've all read Goldilocks, you know, like Goldilocks is the one, she doesn't want the porridge too hot and she doesn't want the porridge too cold, right? In yoga, we're looking for the Goldilocks. So you don't, and everybody's different. Each one of us has, you know, maybe one of you might be incredibly young and strong and somebody else might, or even sometimes like you can have somebody young and strong with a, you know, broken football knee or something and somebody old and in excellent health. But the idea is that when you learn to listen to your own body, then you find that Goldilocks point where you're not pushing, you're not trying things that are not inappropriate. You're finding your own place and you find it in your heart. And I had another thought that just left completely. right. Maybe it's contagious. Maybe it'll come to me. I would like to do a little relaxation maybe. And so just sit in any comfortable position and just taking a moment to find your natural, comfortable breathing and, again, just relax back into the chair. Just sit as comfortably as you can. And we'll do what's called a body scan, where we're just going to think about your feet and see if you can breathe consciously and mindfully. And actually, you know, when we breathe, the oxygenated blood really travels through your whole mind and body. So I want you to, for a moment, think about that just by listening to your breath, just by kind of feeling your breath, you're a little bit more aware of the fact that the oxygenated blood, that healing energy, is going into your feet. And just think about how this, just by being aware of it, you can bring healing energy into your feet. And just, yes, that's your basic circulation. It's just you're just being mindful of it. And then notice that healing energy or the basic circulation moving into your legs and just feel kind of a healing, soothing, calming,
unblocked
feeling in your legs and your hips, and then up into your torso, and just notice, just sitting still and breathing comfortably, see if you can notice that your torso is moving, that your belly, your heart, your lungs, your ribs, it's all moving, okay? And then bring your energy into your fingertips, and notice, see if you can consciously kind of draw that breath, that healing energy, the circulation, really bring it into your fingertips and let them feel cleansed and strong and healthy. And then that healing energy or the breath into your hands, your wrists, and your forearms. Let your forearms just, let them just relax. Let them be whatever position's comfortable. You can move or not move. Just a simple body scan, relaxation, just noticing your arms up in the upper arm and your shoulders and your neck and your head. And think about your brain and your face. Maybe loosen your jaw, relax around your eyes. And just breathing comfortably. Notice, see if you can really be very mindful and notice if there's any places in your mind or in your body that might need a little extra healing energy today. Just being aware of perhaps a sore knee or an ailing heart or maybe something in your mind that's bothering you or what. Maybe you feel fabulous. If you feel fabulous, bring that healing energy just to your whole mind and body. If there's any particular places that need a little extra healing this morning, see if you can literally draw your breath into those places that might need a little extra healing this morning. And just scan through your mind and your body and feel your breath all the way from the tip of your toes to the top of your head. And allow your breathing to find a comfortable, natural rhythm. Just something easy and soft. That sounds like someone's phone, I think, or something. That's okay. Healing energy into your mind and your body. And allowing your breathing to find a comfortable rhythm. Just a soft, gentle rhythm. And then see if you can allow your mind to float on the gentle rhythm of your breath. Just kind of practice watching your breath and feeling the gentle rhythm of your breath. And allow your mind, your body, and your breath to rest comfortably and completely. Just letting your body be still and quiet. Just for a few moments, just rest in that stillness, breathing mindfully. And then just mindfully noticing your breath again and see if you can. There's a very simple meditation where you silently in your own head, when you inhale, you're thinking, I am strong. And when you exhale, you think, I am at peace. So inhaling, I am strong. Exhaling, I am at peace. Just try that for a couple of breaths, just silently in your own head. As you inhale, it's inhaling, I am at peace. Exhaling, I am strong.
Hmm.
Okay, and then we'll just do a very simple, it's called a closing ceremony. I want you to bring your arms out to your side. Just stretch them out to your side with your palms facing the ceiling, okay? And then I want you to bring your arms all the way up over your head and put your palms together. Good. And then bring your hands down. Keep your palms together. Bring your hands to your forehead and let them just rest on your forehead. And then bring your hands to your heart. Okay? And then peace. Go in peace, and thank you for coming to class. Thank you. Thank you for letting me come and join you today. I would be more than happy to organize something where I come back or whatever. Whatever works out, I can work something out with Susan. And I will turn the meeting back over to, is it Rob?
Yes.
Yes, well, okay. Thank
well,
you.
Thank you very much, Nancy. Let's give her another round of applause. And Susan, hopefully you can we can get something organized for a class or something. So, all right. Well, let's take a 10-minute break. We'll try to get here back. You know, I'd say by 10 after 11 at the latest. And Michelle,
can I do a quick fundraising announcement?
Sure.
Just to remind y'all, we have meltaways, candy bars. The Welch's fruit snacks and a few of the beef jerky available, and also Naomi has the raffle ticket. So if you haven't gotten your raffle tickets yet, be sure to get those. And if you want to see any of the prizes, stop by my table during the break, and I can tell you more about them or show them to you. Thank you very much.
Well, and actually, I have just one more thing I want to squeeze in here. I will leave my little instruments on this piano bench up here, and you can all come and try them, and they are available online and through nature stores and places like that. But I also do want somebody to explain to me what's the best. I want you to each get a DVD before you leave. I have a basket of them. I don't have the volunteers hand them out. Okay. All right. Thank you.